Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chuba, chuba, my baby. Chuba, chuba.
Hello, stranger.
It's Barbara Lou of Spring and Expects, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it so you could have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Joel Labava is our guest, our good friend. He is the franchise king, the founder of the new website, franchiseonlineuniversity.com. And Joel, you're out there on the blogosphere, the Twitter sphere, or whatever they call it.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Yes. We were just talking about reinventing our businesses, and obviously technology has taken a lot of businesses to different levels. So I decided that I'm going to take all this knowledge that I have, and put it in a place where people with different types of learning styles can get a real good grasp of franchising. So
right.
I created franchiseonlineuniversity.com. There's three courses right now. There's going to be more. The first one is free. It's an introduction to franchising, but more importantly, it's an introduction to online learning.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people that might have a little fear of some technology, I want them to take the course, just to go through a quick online course. This stuff isn't hard.
What will they learn when they get started?
Well, with the intro to franchising, they're going to learn about some of the legalities, some of the definitions of franchising, what it is, what it isn't, et cetera, just to kind of get them warmed up. So it's really for the early interested person. And then I have a couple paid courses. One is how to select a franchise that's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is how to research a franchise once you find it. And what I did, Jim, is I combined video, podcasts, because you're on one of them, and text. So people that learn in different ways can get an entire look at franchising in the ways that they're comfortable learning.
Very smart. Now, do you talk to them about, do you, in the previous segment, we talked a little bit about disabusing people about getting the starry eyes, kind of cleared up so that people realize that it's a franchise can be a great opportunity, but it can also be a cruel world.
It can.
And I mean, do you give them the tough love in the university?
Absolutely.
Because I really worry, Joel, that sometimes people think that you and I are being negative or whatever. But you know, if folks, when you look back after you've been through some of this, you look back and we're not doing you any favors if we pat you on the hand and say it'll be okay, baby. It's tough out there.
It's real tough.
And the franchise business with the economy. I mean, people are doing it. You and I know people are buying franchises. They're creating new franchises. As I said, I interviewed a guy last week, Tony Lamb, who's created one in the midst of all this mayhem. But it's got to be done right, and you can't go in with starry eyes.
It's true, and you certainly know my style after all these years. And I don't sugarcoat anything. I'm a realist. I don't believe in telling people what they want to hear, which is probably why I work with less and less people every year. Because I just want to work with people that get it and that are prepared to not make money for a while.
Is that what you see out there? I mean, I've got my own perspectives on that, but I mean, people have to. It's rough when people learn that when they start a business that they're not going to make a lot of money for a year or so.
I do see that because a lot of people
don't have a realistic two or three years
sometimes. A lot of people don't have a realistic transition idea.
Right.
You know, from employee to employer is a huge transition.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be getting a paycheck for a while, so you have to have a real long-term vision.
So when people go to your new website, franchiseonlineuniversity.com, part of that, there's some free stuff.
Yes.
And there's some paid stuff.
Right.
But all of it's going to tell them what they need to know, and it's, you're not going to sugarcoat it. You're going to help them cut to the chase so they don't waste any time, because people don't have time to waste these days.
No.
Because time is definitely money.
That's right.
Every extra week that you're pursuing down some rabbit hole, some idea down some rabbit hole that really wasn't going to work to start with, that's another week of your expenses that are ticking by Now, that expense clock doesn't stop.
Boy, it doesn't.
And so whenever you talk to Joel about these things, folks, and you know, as he and I talk about these things, just realize when we're trying to tell you what we're saying here, you know, we're trying to save you time and hopefully money.
Yeah, hopefully a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. So if money wasn't an option right now, what's the most exciting franchise that you know of right now?
The most exciting franchise that I know of right now, there's a franchise out there that is pretty interesting, and they're not a client of mine. They've adapted to the senior care thing. It's called AmRamp.
Yeah.
And what it is they go and build portable ramps.
Oh, yeah.
That need help with wheelchairs.
Another yep. niche.
But here's where they got really, really smart. They've combined it with also offering some non-medical assistance for people.
Ah.
That is smart.
Like running errands and mowing
yes.
the yard or
whatever they need.
Ah.
So they've started to offer that service now.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that because they're not just dropping the ramp off
Makes
and building
sense.
It for a few grand and leaving.
Makes sense.
You know, it's some residual.
Well, and that ramp's going to need maintenance from time to time. And,
yep.
And who knows? Maybe adjusted. Give us that website again, Joel.
www.franchiseonlineuniversity.com. There's a special offer also if you look on the top left.
All right, we appreciate that. And also, you're on Twitter too, aren't you?
Yes, @FranchiseKing.
@FranchiseKing. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Joel Abava, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.